Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 31, verses 4 through 6. Jeremiah 31, verses 4 through 6. It says, "Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, 'Arise, let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God.'" Man, there's something really cool here. Actually, three things really cool in this passage. The first one is that this is a prophecy about the end of the tribulation period, the beginning of the millennial kingdom. And look at how God describes Israel here. "O virgin Israel, at that time he'll have erased their sin to the point that he will see them as pure, as a virgin." Oh, he's already been calling them an adulteress, a prostitute, a whoring is the terms he's been using, unfaithful wife. But at this point, when he restores the fortunes of Judah at the end of the tribulation period, and he's atoned for their sins and given them the righteousness that we have right now in the church, he will call them, "O virgin Israel." Then, you know, to realize he sees you in the same way. He sees us in the same way. What an amazing thing. Second thing that's here as well, we also see that they're going to get to enjoy their own plantings. It says in verse 5, "Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit." You see, back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 25 through 33, the scripture says, when God told him of what would be the consequences of their sin, it says, "The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall be a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. And your dead body shall be food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there shall be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors and scabs of it and itch, which you can't be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of mind. You shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and robbed continually. There shall be no one to help you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall ravish her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you shall not enjoy its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat any of it. Your donkey shall be seized before your face, but you shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies. There shall be no one to help you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes look on and fail with longing for them all day long, but you shall be helpless. A nation that you have not known shall eat up the fruit of your ground and all of your labors, and you shall only be oppressed and crushed continually." God says, look, the consequences if you disobey me and turn away from me, Israel, are going to be that you're going to plant stuff, but you won't be able to eat it. But here he promises them, you're going to be able to plant that day, and you'll enjoy the fruit. That's an amazing promise. We also see in Isaiah chapter 65, verses 18 through 25, "But be glad and rejoice in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy." This is a future prophecy, "and her people to be a gladness. I'll rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall enjoy long the work of their hands. They shall labor not in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the Lord and blessed of the Lord and their descendants with them. Before they call, I'll answer. While they're yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat the straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord." Now, like I told you, there were three things in this passage in Jeremiah 31. One is he sees Israel at that time as pure, and he calls them virgin Israel. In verse 5, he says you're going to plant and also enjoy the fruit. And the third thing is, it says there'll be a day when the watchman will call in the hill country of Ephraim, that's the northern kingdom of what we call Israel, and "Arise, let us go to Zion to the Lord our God." Remember, the kingdoms had been split in two, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom worshipped where they were up there in the area of Dan. They wouldn't go down to Jerusalem, but in that day, Israel will be one nation again, and they'll all head to Jerusalem. Man, there's so much stuff that's coming, guys. I hope you're getting excited. God's word is about to be fulfilled in our days. Be ready, be watching, and be in Jesus, and you'll be able to enjoy it. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.